Welcome to Wanna Be Clutter Free, the podcast for ambitious moms who are ready to ditch the mess and stress for good. Let's simplify, organize, and create a life you actually love waking up to. Are you ready? Let's do this. You're listening to Wanna Be Clutter Free, formerly Wanna Be Minimalist, with Deanna Yates, episode number 160. On today's episode, I'm talking about carving out time for joy. As the saying goes, all work and no play makes Jack a very dull boy. Well, the same is true for decluttering in your home. No one wants to declutter when it is difficult and boring. So we're going to talk about how to make it more fun and why having a purpose can give you the boost you need to finally get the job done. Well, hey there, my wannabe clutter-free friend. How are you doing this week? When this episode airs, we will be coming off a long holiday weekend in the U.S. My husband actually had Monday and Tuesday off, so we will have had 4 whole days to play with, and I'm sure the week will be feeling pretty strange right about now. Pair that with summer break and no more planned summer camps, and, well, I'm going to have to be very purposeful with this week and making sure to get things done, right? But more importantly, I'm going to actually have to make sure that I schedule fun. You heard me right. I actually need to schedule fun because if I left it up to chance, it's highly likely that an entire day could roll by and I would wonder at the end of it, well, where did the time go? Did we actually do anything of consequence? Did we have fun? What did we do? Who knows, right? So that is why I want to schedule things, because scheduling fun is actually what I want to discuss today. Not just the fun of going out and doing stuff, although that's really important. I also want to talk about how it relates to decluttering and living clutter-free. After all, if we only see decluttering as this negative thing we should do, it's never going to get done. And if it does get done, it's going to feel harder than it needs to. So let's lighten it up and let's make it way more fun. But before we dive in, I want to take a moment to thank you for listening to this show. If you are new here, well then, welcome to our clutter-free universe. And if you are returning, I hope you know how much I appreciate you. I create this show for all of you listening, and so I do my best to make it helpful, educational, or inspiring. So if you like this topic today, this episode, or any others, could you please take a moment to rate and review this show? You can do it right now in the app that you're using to listen to this episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can actually leave a comment just like you would on a blog post. If you're listening on Apple, you can leave me a review. And your reviews, one, they make my day, they help spread this message, and two, they help it so that I can continue creating this content for you. And so I wanted to just share one of the lovely reviews that I received recently. And this one comes from Bloom S. And they said, and I quote, "Great podcast. I recently discovered your podcast and I'm really enjoying it. I love the tips and ideas you suggest to help keep my home more clutter-free. Thank you." End quote. Bloom, thank you so much for the kind review. I am so happy that you find the tips and ideas helpful, and I really appreciate you taking the time to let me know. And if you are listening to this right now and think that I could do that, well then please head on over to the rating and review section in your app and fill it out. And then one final thing before we get into our topic for today. If you would like the show notes for this episode, you can find it all over on my website at wannabeclutterfree.com/160. Again, that's wannabe, all one word, clutterfree.com/160. All right, so now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's look at carving out more time for joy and making decluttering more fun as we get clutter-free. Are you ready? All right. Here's one thing I want us to understand. Most people look at decluttering in the wrong way. They think it has to be hard. They think it has to take all day and that it's going to be messy. And the truth is that just because decluttering has been like that for you in the past does not mean it has to be like that going forward. When we make decluttering more fun, we will want to do it more. And more decluttering will lead to a tidier home. It's kind of like that if you give a mouse a cookie book, right? So if you do this one thing, then this one thing. If you give a mouse a cookie, then he's going to want a glass of milk. And then if he gets a glass of milk, he's going to need a napkin and so on, right? Well, that is kind of how decluttering is, I think. Because the benefits of decluttering, less cleaning of the space is needed, more peace is felt in your home, less stress is felt in your body. Well, those naturally add up and it makes us want to do more decluttering. It's like a domino. After that first one falls, they all pick up momentum and they continue to topple without any additional effort. So I want to give us 7 ways to make decluttering more fun. The first one is to start with a fun area. Now, please don't start with the toughest area in your home. I see this time and time again. Instead, I want you to start with an area that is easy to make progress in, make it quickly, and then that in an area that it doesn't have high emotional attachment, okay? So don't start with your garage. Don't start with your basement. Don't start with boxes of sentimental items. I think these are the bigger things where we think, oh, if I could just tackle that one big space, it's gonna give me the motivation to do the rest of the house. It's the one area that's really been on my mind for so long that I really wanna get to. Like, I think we have these ideas that we need to do the hard stuff first and like really just get in there and that it has to be difficult, but it doesn't, okay? So we're gonna walk through this. But ever since my chat with Terry Crawley on episode 155 about the importance of sleep, I highly recommend that we actually start decluttering in our bedroom because it will help you sleep better. And then that alone is gonna boost your energy and transform your life. But I get that sometimes that's not where people wanna start. Because if you need to keep this fun and make progress quickly, your bedroom might not be the place where you feel like you see the biggest rewards and results, right? So why not start in some place that's a little bit easier, maybe a little bit more fun, maybe your bathroom or your pantry. Now, I know as I said those, you weren't thinking, yay, that sounds really fun. Hear me out. Both of those areas hold a lot of items. And so you will likely find lots of things that you can toss. And so when you are starting out on decluttering, that momentum really is fun. And it feels really good to be able to say, look at all this progress I made. And so when you can throw out a bunch of things really quickly, it will give you that boost of fun, okay? So they're also not filled with emotional minefields, right? Like I said before, don't start in your garage. Don't start in your basement. Don't start with boxes of sentimental items that you promised yourself you would get to someday, right? Keep it light. Make progress. Feel good about it. It is okay for something to feel easy. It is okay for something to feel fun, especially when it's a big job like decluttering. We want to make it fun. So keep it light. Make progress, feel good about it. Fun and joy are not things to avoid. They're not rewards that we only get at the end of a hard job. This has been a very tough lesson for me to learn in my own life. My whole life, I was praised for being a hard worker. And so when something felt easy, it felt like I was cheating somehow. Now I know that when things are easy, it means that I might be in a state of flow. I might be using my innate talents and gifts, and that it is okay to have fun along the way. It not only makes the current quote-unquote job better, but it makes me want to keep going. So look around your home and find a place where you can declutter a lot of items quickly, because achieving something, and in this case, getting rid of a lot of things in a short amount of time, is going to feel fun. It's going to feel like progress. You are going to feel a quick win. All right, so that's number one. Please go ahead and start with a fun area or an area where you can get rid of a lot of things quickly. Number two is to gamify it. Now, you've probably heard the word gamify before, as it's a big topic in the tech space. And it's a building block for a lot of the apps we use. Some that come to mind that I use in my everyday life are Duolingo, Facebook, to-do apps, and pretty much any other thing that has a daily component to it. Anything where you're tracking, that's a lot of gamification. And it turns out that studies have shown that people inherently have a quality called present bias, where we favor instant gratification over long-term rewards. Shocking, right? I know. We actually had studies that showed this. I know. You know it in your life. I know it in my life. We see it in our kids all the time. But it is good to have the studies back them up. Now, we know what we should do to make our long-term goals possible, right? We should go to bed earlier, but it's more fun to scroll through social media. We want to be healthier, so we should take the stairs when it's an option, but the elevator is so much easier. And we should put things away, but it's pretty simple to just plop everything in a pile on the nearest flat surface, right? So one way we can make decluttering more fun is to actually gamify it. And one of my favorite ways to gamify anything is to race against myself. because it is much easier to say, I'm going to declutter for 10 minutes than I'm going to declutter this entire room. So one is a small, doable action, and the other is a big, overwhelming job without a set endpoint. When you're looking at a giant room, right, you're going to have all these questions come up. What will you do with all the items that you find that belong in another room? How many decisions are you going to have to make? What happens when you get interrupted? Are you going to be able to make a decision on each item in that room while your kids keep peppering you with, Mom, every few minutes? Probably not, right? So when we do these big, giant tasks, it gets overwhelming. It's already overwhelming before you even start, let alone starting and then getting interrupted and the whole thing kind of, the whole cart tipping over, right? So we want to keep things small. So when you look at it in that way, you can see why breaking these things down, these tasks down into smaller actions is much easier and simply a more fun approach. So to use this in your own life, all you need to do is pick a space, set a timer. Preferably, you're going to keep it pretty short. I mean, start with 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes, and then see how much progress you can make before the buzzer goes off. I think you will be shocked at how much you can do in a short amount of time. I see this time and time again. I promise, if you've never done this where you set your timer and raced against yourself, please do it. Please do it at the end of this episode. You will be surprised at how much just progress you can make. And then all that progress is going to be a little dopamine hit. And it makes the entire thing more fun, right? It becomes a little addictive. You did something. We live in San Diego, and we do not have air conditioning. So come summer, grilling outside isn't just preferred, it is absolutely required. I will not add one more degree of heat to this house if I can help it. And grilling nights work best when quality protein is already in the freezer, ready to go. The nights it's not, well, that's when dinner becomes a chaotic scramble. So I just ordered from Omaha Steaks, and I went straight for the Burger Perfection flight because my husband and daughter, well, they have declared themselves official beef burger connoisseurs, and we're doing a family taste test. 20 pure ground beef burgers made from 5 different cuts of steak, filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Each burger is ground from a single cut, not blended. It's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse price. Omaha Steaks has spent over 100 years perfecting this. Every cut of meat arrives vacuum sealed, flash frozen, and ready to go the moment you need it. No scrambling, no guessing. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. You feel great about it, you're going to want to do it again. Instead of doing something that is hard and you get overwhelmed and you stop and then you feel defeated, right? So we want to make it small, actionable, gamify it, have fun with it. All right, that's number two. Number three is to challenge yourself. So join in a challenge. Well, challenges are a great way to motivate you with decluttering. You get accountability and encouragement that you might not have had if you were just left to your own devices. And there are several challenges out there, and I actually host one myself that I call the Avalanche Declutter Challenge. I took an existing challenge and I spun it on its head because I like to, when I decide to do something, remember back to that hard worker thing, I dive all in. I want to just go. I've made the decision. I'm here. I'm committed. Let's do this. So I actually have to pull myself back and give myself a little bit of a parameter. But I don't want to limit myself so much. So it's a month-long challenge. It starts out big and then gets smaller and easier as you go instead of starting out small and gaining momentum. So it's the avalanche, right? It starts off and then just kind of goes at it. So you start with 30 items on day one, 29 items on day two, 28 on day three, and so on and so forth until you only have one item to declutter on your last day. So it takes this idea of being able to declutter, and then those middle days get a little tricky, right? Where you're having to declutter 20, 19, 18. Like, shockingly, those days are the toughest because you've already gone through and decluttered a lot of things. But if you can stick with it, you will have decluttered 465 items by the end, and it makes you feel happy, and you have this challenge. So it helps motivate you. Other people have done it, and you can come on in and talk in the group and share what you're decluttering, and everybody loves to cheer on anybody doing the challenge. So Come on over if you're interested. You can find out how to sign up. I'll leave the link in the show notes, or you can go to wannabeclutterfree.com/avalanche for more details. Okay, so challenge yourself. And there's all sorts of challenges. You can have your family do it too. So if you guys want to do the challenge together, day one is 30 items. You can say, hey, we're going to divide it up and each person is going to get 10 items, depending on how many people you have in your family. We have three, so it's divisible nice and easily to 10 apiece. If you have four, you can each do 8 items and do a couple extra, no big deal. Or 2 people get 8 and 2 people get 7, no big deal. You get to decide. It's real fun and simple. So give it a try and see what you think. All right, so that's number 3, challenge yourself. Find a decluttering challenge out there. And there's lots. If you don't want to do the Avalanche Declutter Challenge and a month is too long, modify it for yourself and just do it for a week and see how it goes. All right, number 4 is friendly competition. So piggybacking on that, the declutter challenge I was saying was just for yourself, but I did kind of add your family in there at the end. I think this one is really going to hit that on the nose, because who says you have to be the only one decluttering in your home? If possible, recruit your family members to help. But if you have listened to this podcast for a while, you will know that I do advocate that you start with your own stuff. And this tip is not a contradiction to that. So let's dive on in. Now, the reason I recommend you start with your own stuff is because I believe we actually do need to understand what it is like to declutter our own belongings before we ask someone to go through their things. I mean, why would someone listen to you if you're not willing to do it yourself, right? However, you can still declutter your own stuff and compete against your family. So our daughter is really big on games, and so this really works well for us in our house. All you have to do is pick a number and then see who can declutter that many items first. All right, you can add in another element and you can draw a number out of a hat, right? Actually combine this with the Avalanche Declutter Challenge and do between numbers between 1 and 30 and then pick those numbers out of a hat and see who can declutter that number of items, right? We can keep this fun and simple. It, again, doesn't have to be hard. We're trying to make it more fun. So you could also, if you don't want to go through the trouble of making up the numbers, you could use a random number generator on your phone. Simply go to the app store, look up random number generator, and you will find a bunch of different apps that will allow you to put in the first number, the last number, and hit randomly generate. The kids love to do it. Get them on board by letting the kids be the one that hit the button and proclaim to everybody in the home, we have to declutter 15 items today. And then you can decide, is that 15 a piece? Is that 15 as a family? Whatever works for you and how motivated everybody is to participate. Okay, but make it fun. Be excited about it. Pretend you're on stage. Pretend you are hyping up your family to go and do this thing. Okay, it's not going to be like, oh, we have to do 15 things today, right? Change your language. Change your delivery, make it fun, and make it a competition. Now, another one of my ways that I'm going to continue on this friendly competition, because it doesn't necessarily have to be just about decluttering. It can also be about tidying up, because sometimes we want the things in our home, right? I mean, things are tools. We need to use them. We need to have things in our home. I have things in my home. And that's one of the reasons why I love the clutter-free aspect versus the minimalist aspect, because minimalism can feel so restrictive, but being clutter-free means I have only the things I need in my home. And so another way we do this friendly competition is in our evening power tidy. So we take about 5 to 10 minutes to tidy up as a family in the evening. And we do this between dinner and dessert, and it just makes it easier for us to clean up after the meal and then make sure our home is kind of reset as we then have time to unwind together as a family. And then it makes the next day when we wake up and start our day so much better, because we're not waking up to a big mess and I'm not having to be the one to tidy it all up by myself before I go to bed, right? Nobody wants that. That's not fun. So the trick is to race to see who can tidy up the fastest. And then, of course, you need a prize and a reward. I mean, you could just have bragging rights. That is fine. But you can also have something really simple, right? Like the winner gets to choose the show we watch or the game we play, or they get extra sprinkles on their ice cream, or they get to choose dessert, or sometimes I'm not even having dessert, so she gets dessert. And it's like the same that would have happened anyway, but we can just say, yay, you get dessert. So then just choose a prize that works for your family. Keep it simple. Again, the idea is that you can repeat this daily, so please do not overcomplicate it. Please don't try to be like the Pinterest perfect when you start this out, right? It can always progress later if you really want it to, but don't set that bar too high when you're first starting. Keep it real simple. Real life, doing this, trying to do this every day, so don't overcomplicate it. All right, that's number four, friendly competition. Number five is to put on some good tunes. Now, I love listening to upbeat music, especially when I need to do tasks that are not otherwise appealing to me. So that might be cleaning, folding laundry, doing the dishes, sometimes cooking. Yes, you heard all that right. I talk about doing all these things, that doesn't necessarily mean that I love doing them, right? I have this podcast because I want to do less of those things that I don't love. And so this is a way for me to learn about those things so that I can be better at them. But when I put on music and I start jamming out, right, that stuff that I don't really want to do, it doesn't bother me as much. I know I need to do it. It gets easier because now I get to enjoy something. I have a little bit of joy and a little bit of fun. Now, you could even take this up a notch and put on your favorite songs on a playlist that you only get to listen to when you're doing chores or decluttering or those things you don't want to be doing. Now, this idea is called temptation bundling, and it's the idea that you only get to do that fun thing when you're doing a task that is good for you, but you resist it because it's not really your favorite task, okay? So you can also do this with the friendly competition with the family, number four, the tip we just went over. So you can actually use this too, because we actually pop on music as part of our nightly power tidies. Now, it makes it more fun, and after a while, it starts to become a routine, right? Your brain can automatically go into cleanup mode when it hears your tidy up song. So if you really want to drill this home, pick one song that's like your tidy up song that you all love and can motivates you all, that, you know, that everybody can get behind. And then when that song comes on, your brain starts to go, oh, right, this is when I get up and I clean the house. And so there's less asking, there's less nagging from you. Look, daycares and preschools do this. They do it with a cleanup song because it works. And I am all for any hack or motivation boost that we can get. If it's as easy as playing a song, I mean, well, why not try it for yourself, right? This one's pretty simple. So if you are looking for some music, I actually have created a playlist on Spotify. It's called Declutter and Organize Inspiration. I'll make sure I link to it in the show notes. So check it out if you're looking for some new music. There are just a few songs that I like that remind me of cleaning, decluttering, or kind of letting go of things. So yes, Let It Go is on there, but there's a few other ones. So I'll link to it in the show notes. Check it out if you're looking for some new music. And one bonus point is that the lyrics are not explicit. So I have made sure to pick songs that do not have the explicit label, so you don't have to worry about choice words if you have your littles at home with you while you're cleaning and decluttering, all right? I can't necessarily say that some of the topics aren't mature, but I don't think there's anything that I wouldn't let my daughter listen to on there. So yeah, that's a big one for me. All right, so that's number five, put on some good tunes, get some good music going, make it fun. Tip number six is to stop the inflow with a no spend period. So another way to improve decluttering is to not do it. All right, it's not what it sounds, right? Because sometimes the problem isn't getting things out. That's not a problem for you. You can get the things out, but the problem is that you bring too much back in. And so if inflows are a problem for you, I want you to schedule a no-spend period in your life. Now, a no-spend period is basically what it sounds like. You get to buy the essentials, right? I'm not saying that we can't go without food. You don't need to stock up on all of that stuff so that you can live for a month without going to a store. That's not the problem. Please replace your essentials like food or necessary items that break. But if something is not essential to living, can you go without purchasing it for a set period of time? Now, this period of time is up to you. It could be a weekend if you really struggle with buying stuff. It could be just a full weekend. We're not going to buy anything this weekend. We're not going to a store. We're not going to buy anything new. That might be a challenge. You might want to go a full week. Maybe you go a month. In extreme cases, maybe you even go a year. Now, this is not my life. I'm not going a full year without buying something new, although sometimes it feels like I do that. But this is just a moment to be conscientious about what we are bringing into our home. And so we want to just stop, put a pause on it, make sure we're being intentional, and just give ourselves a moment to reflect before we actually purchase something. Now, not buying new physical things also encourages you to use up what you already have. So in a way, you are decluttering because using these things, using them up, actually gets them out of your home. It's just in a different way. You're finally using the things that you have, which is the whole point of having stuff in the first place, right? It's not so that we just keep it in a box in the garage. It's so that we actually use it. Stuff is a tool. I will continue to say that forever and ever. Stuff is a tool. So you might be able to get out these things, get creative with what you already have in your home because you're not buying something new. So it's going to make your brain think maybe in a slightly different way. If you're like, oh, I really wanted this thing, you can take a pause. And instead of going to the store to buy it, you can say, is there anything else in my home that I have that could do this job for me or that I could tweak to make it work, right? Can we make something else work? And so the best part is that a no spend challenge or period is a really super low bar to entry, right? All you have to do is commit to say, I'm not buying anything. There is no prep work. There is nothing that needs to be done. You can just say, we're not going to buy anything new this weekend. And if it gets to be too much, guess what? You can stop at any time. You can say, all right, this isn't working for us. What else can we do? Or you can say, we will make this one exception this one time for this one thing because we feel it is very necessary. And then you actually had to go through a lot of hoops to just say, okay, oh, in your brain, all mental, of course, to say, you know what? That was challenging. I do actually really want that thing, but you will be more intentional about buying it. And you can still make that one exception and go right back to the no spend period, right? Again, doesn't have to be hard. We don't have to overcomplicate the things. And then ask your family to join you and then see how many days you can go. Can you start today and then just see how many days you can go? And if you do have to make that exception, then just mark it and say, okay, we bought this on that day. How much longer can we go without buying other things? And it doesn't have to feel like a fail. It's just a moment of, okay, well, we actually did need that. So that's number six, stop the inflow with a no spend period. And number seven, the final one, is to build in your dreams. So this one is my favorite on the list because I think it gets to the heart of the matter. So let me ask you a question. Why are you decluttering? Why do you want to declutter? Is it simply you want less stuff? That's probably not the real reason you're decluttering. I think a lot of us, when we think, I want to declutter, it's just because I want less stuff. But why do you want less stuff? Do you want less stress? Is your stuff stressing you out? Do you want less chaos in your home? Do you feel like it's a complete whirlwind because you have all this stuff and it never gets put away? Do you want to be able to find what you need when you need it? Do you want to stop buying duplicates? Do you feel like you're wasting money because you can never find what you need? So you're always going out to buy something, even though somewhere in your house is this thing that you wanted and you just had to go buy it because you needed it? Do you want to entertain more? So maybe you want a cleaner home so it's easier for you to say, hey, come on over, and you don't feel insecure about what your home looks like. Maybe you just don't like the look of all that stuff taking up your space. But do you understand that none of those were, I just want less stuff? Why do you want less stuff? Because no matter the reason, it's actually deeper than just tossing the things. In fact, what I have found is that when we declutter from a standpoint of what to keep in our lives, it's not only much easier, but it is more fun, right? So when we think of decluttering, I think traditional decluttering is, what am I getting rid of? What am I removing from my space? But if we can think, what is this space used for? What do I want my home used for? How do I want to feel when I'm in my home? It makes the whole process much easier and much more fun. Because you get to think about your dreams. You get to think about your desires for the future. You get to think big. You get to think about what the future will bring. You don't get bogged down by your past. You don't have to hold on to things just in case. Instead, you get to ask yourself, I have two really great questions that I love. You get to ask yourself, does this item fit with the bigger dream vision of my life? And if that answer is yes, you get to keep it. And if the answer is no, then you get to ask yourself one more question, which is, do I use it on a regular basis? And if that answer is yes, then you get to keep it. And if that answer is no, then you can confidently declutter that item because it doesn't even fit with the vision you have for your life. It doesn't even fit with who you want to be, what you want your home to be like, how you want to interact with your family, the dream vision that you have for your life. And if it doesn't fit with that dream vision, then why are you keeping it? What is the point? Why would you keep something just in case if it isn't even the person you want to be? Okay. So when we can shift our focus from removing the stuff one piece at a time and instead focus on our big picture dreams, it is so much easier to let those things go. And it's a heck of a lot more fun to live into, okay, start that one again. And it's a heck of a lot more fun to release ourselves from the mundane and step into our bigger vision goals. So that is what I hope for you. And that is step number 7, or idea number 7, build in your dreams. And with that, I want to turn to you. Do you think decluttering could be more fun? Well, it is time to ask yourself, why am I decluttering in the first place? Is there a dream that you can use to motivate you? I would love to know what you liked most about today's episode and which strategy you want to try first. Send me a DM on Instagram or comment on this post. I'm Wannabe Clutter Free on the social channels. Or come on over to the Wannabe Minimalist Family Group on Facebook and you can share with the community. There will be a discussion thread for this episode and we would love to chat with you in the comments. Also, if you join that Avalanche Declutter Challenge, I'll have the link in the show notes, including additional resources. They're on my website at wannabeclutterfree.com/160. Again, that's wannabeclutterfree.com/160. If you do join that Avalanche Declutter Challenge, please, you're welcome to let me know on Instagram or in that Facebook group. We would love to cheer you on and see what you're decluttering every day, and you'll probably inspire others to join you as well. So it really is that domino effect, and you might be the inspiration for someone else. So come on over and let us know. And with that, I hope you have a fantastic day. I will see you back here next week for a guest interview with Michelle Perta. We're going to be talking about the conversations we have in our homes with our partners and our kids. Michelle is a marriage coach for moms, and so it was really fun to get her take on decluttering as a family and different conversations we have around our things. So I know you're definitely gonna want to check that out. You will not want to miss it. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast as well so you can get notifications when it's up and have that already downloaded for you. So that wraps it up for today. I'm Deanna Yates, and you've been listening to Wannabe Clutter Free. All right, see you next week. Cheers.